This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Radio 94 WIP Broads with you in for the afternoon show. It is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, so we are kicking back. Jalen's in studio with me right behind me, a nice cardboard cutout, although he looks real.
Looks like he gained some LBs.
It did look like he gained a couple LBs, and the head is a little smaller than the body. So it is freaking me out a little bit.
Must have been the cigars.
Must have been the cigars. Still a handsome fella. Still a Super Bowl MVP. Oh, and he's not going anywhere. All right, we have a Twitter poll question for you. And the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Make your special someone feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond engagement ring from Mark's. Only at marks-jewelers.com. Okay, so here is the Twitter poll question. Where would you rank Jalen Hurts compared to the league? Here are the options. Top one, top three, top five, out of top five. Now, I'll give you my answer, and then J-Mo, I would like to hear yours. I'm going to say top three. Now, I'm still going with Pat Mahomes as number one. He had a bad game. This defense ate him alive. Pat Mahomes is special. I acknowledge that. Right after that, Jalen Hurts is up there. He's top three. I don't care what Josh Allen can do in theory. I don't care what Lamar Jackson can do in theory. What they can't do is beat Pat Mahomes. What they can't do is when it's January, February, when it's cold, when it's the time of the year where you got to get the big one done, when you got to ball out and match Pat Mahomes and then some, and when you got to go out there and deliver when it is time to hoist a Lombardi, Jalen's done it. Jalen's done it. And Jalen did have a phenomenal effort as well 2 years ago. Josh Allen, fall short. Lamar, fall short. All these quarterbacks that you love their skill set more, blah, 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 not getting it done, not getting it done, not getting it done. Jalen's getting it done. And Jalen is not going to be denied. He is just going to continue with the way that he attacks, with the way he puts his head down, with the way that he still has Super Bowl 57 eating him alive and he's still not satisfied after just winning one, after a parade, after celebrating. His first thought is, yep, 57. I can't believe we let that slip. That's different. He's a top three quarterback.
Yeah, I think after the Super Bowl for me, he slides in at number five for me. And I think if you compare, that's where it gets difficult with the Jalen conversation, is comparing him to the other guys in the league. Because to me, I think situation does matter. And Jalen obviously is in a very optimal situation. Now, does that mean he can't play well in a postseason game, in a Super Bowl? Sure. And he has proven that he can play well in those games. Not only play well, play extremely well. But if I'm looking at all the situations in the league, Josh Allen loses his number one receiver and then ultimately has a better season than he does the year before and gets the Bills exactly where they were the year before, and they ultimately fall short.
I'll tell you why, I think, though.
The number one guy.
I'll tell you why he ended up having a better season. He didn't turn the ball over. And Jalen doesn't turn the ball over. So I know he lost a phenomenal player in Diggs, but what really shaped Josh Allen this year is he did not throw as many turnovers. He did not turn the ball over, but Jalen never really had that problem outside of the beginning of the year.
But he also puts up the unbelievable numbers, and he gets them to a spot where they can be in the AFC Championship game with a defense that is far inferior than the Eagles, with weapons that are far inferior than the Eagles. And then I look at Joe Burrow, and I think Joe Burrow and Jalen are kind of the big talking point in terms of one guy versus the other, because, you know, one guy obviously didn't make the playoffs and the other guy was the Super Bowl. And to me, why I think Joe Burrow still has a slight edge on him is because his defense put him in horrific situations this year, and they had the worst defense in football. I mean, time again, he put up the numbers and couldn't win games. And I think that if Jalen was in that scenario, and I know it's a big if, I don't know if he's putting up the numbers that Joe Burrow didn't, and if he's an MVP candidate like Joe Burrow was this year. So I have Jalen in the top five because what he did in those final two games to me are undeniable, despite, you know, not being in one of the top-ranked passing offense like all those other guys were this year. I got Jalen number five, and I think that's a good spot for him.
I think you're disrespecting his greatness.
I'm putting him in the top five quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah, but should be top three.
I got Saquon as the number one running back in football. I've got the Eagles' offensive line as the number one offensive line in football.
Well, we know that.
I've got A.J. Brown as the top three receiver in football.
So then what's the knock on the QB?
There is no knock. I'm just saying that he's in a scenario that is very advantageous to him. And do I still think he's a top five quarterback in the sport? Yes. But from what all these other guys have done with, you know, worse weapons, worse offensive lines, worse running games, I think that's why they stack up the way they do.
What's the name of the show today?
Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day.
Disrespecting him.
I appreciate him. I appreciate him. I appreciate you, Jalen.
215-592-9494. I want to hear from the great people out there. How do you feel about Jalen Hurts as it's Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day? And are you going to question Jalen Hurts moving forward? Let's go to Mike in Summerdale. What's up, Mike?
Bros, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Jalen Appreciation Day. Come on, let's go top three. And you know what? I just want to say, man, all those people that trashed my guy, and I stayed steady with him. I watched Jalen back when I lived in Texas. He was playing Oklahoma and UT. My family are all UT fans. So, obviously, I jumped on the Oklahoma trip because I don't like Texas, even though I live there. But, look, Jalen is a steady kid, man. And look at him. He's still hungry for more. Look, that's what you want. It's between the ears. Like Chris Long said, I heard that podcast. That's exactly what he is. That's exactly what you're saying. I don't need gaudy numbers. I heard your people, the people that your WIP people name in middle of the season, Herbert, this guy, Burrow. That,
Herbert stinks.
Yeah.
You're, stinks.
Dude, Jack Fritz talks about eye test. I have ear test, and I'm sorry, but he's a moron. Like, the eye test of Jalen Hurts to Herbert, the dude threw five interceptions in a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just got to stop. And look, man, you're always going to have that. You're going to have these guys. You're going to continue it because a lot of people just don't have accountability for what they say. Like that's today's mentality. Like, you can say things, but there's no consequences for those thoughts. So people just carry. They keep saying it and saying it and saying it and try to believe it themselves because they just can't say, hey, listen, I was wrong. And it's just an easy just saying, hey, I was wrong. Just like that dude Nick Wright, he's not going to say he was wrong. That's just the way people are. Jalen is fine. I love this team, and you know what? I agree. I agree. This team is set up for success. Now, if he's super great, he's going to restructure his contract to help this team stake this core group together because that's what the great ones do.
We'll see what happens.
I would love to see Jalen do that. I mean, that's how we keep this bond. These guys, Beckons, getting other defensive players that we need. We still need a pass rusher for next year. Right? Myles Garrett will look really good, number 95 in green and white. So things like that. You know, man, it's just Appreciation Day, man, and I'm grateful for that kid. That's really all I got to say, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike. I can't thank you enough. Yeah, listen, I'm not going to sit here and act as if every single game I watched throughout his career, especially maybe the first year or even in the beginning of this year when he had some turnovers, I didn't know exactly. I didn't know. I didn't know if the turnovers were going to continue. And quite frankly, if they were going to continue, that wouldn't work. But it was strange to me that I watched Jalen enter the league and not have that many many turnover problems. And then all of a sudden, it started to become this major issue. It normally goes the other way, where you start out, you can't read the defense because of the speed of the game. It intensifies. You get baited a couple times. The defensive coordinator throws looks your way that you're not accustomed to seeing. So you start to, you know, throw a bunch of interceptions. And then as you continue to gain experience, you weave off of all of the interceptions. So it was strange for Jalen to have that sort of dialed in already. When he came in the league, he doesn't turn the ball over a billion times. So in the beginning of this season, I was baffled and I wondered if it was going to stop. And once it did, what do you know? You became the great quarterback again. And then I started to settle in, take some deep breaths, and go, all right, that's the guy I remember. That's the guy I'm all in on. And as he just continued to win games and go on the road and beat LA, right before that, you were scoring 20 points in the fourth quarter at home against a division rival in the Washington Commanders. You went on the road to face the Baltimore Ravens and challenge their defense, who was going to be a force, going to be a juggernaut, going to be a big test. Well, the offense challenged them, and he was a big part of that. And you got some huge wins. You win a million games in a row in the regular season. And once you start to see that greatness form again from the quarterback, you go, this is the guy. This is the guy. You can't accidentally walk into two Super Bowls in 3 years. You can't accidentally do that. You can't accidentally put up 50-plus. Keep in mind, that whole little thing about Jaden Daniels, I won't forget that, right? This guy's poised. This guy's calm. This guy's patient. This guy, shut your mouth. Shut up. Disgusting. Because everything you're saying about Jaden Daniels, what you're forgetting, that's Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is poised. Jalen Hurts never has any sort of emotional high or low that takes him out of a game. Jalen Hurts is poised. Everything you're putting Jaden Daniels on a pedestal for, you're disgusting because you're not paying attention.
Well,
that's Jalen.
I'll dispute that a little bit.
That's Jalen.
But the Commanders, the year before, what were they, like 3-14, 4-13, something like that?
I'm not comparing it to bums who played before Jaden Daniels. I'm saying Jaden versus Jalen. You kept putting Jaden Daniels on a pedestal like he's some unbelievable, unstoppable force because of all of his intangibles, but Jalen's intangibles is multiplied by two and the same damn tangibles.
It was the guy's rookie year.
I don't care.
Got them to the NFC Championship game.
But got destroyed by a better quarterback and a better offense.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, sure. And I think what you just said is the reason why the Eagles ultimately ended up winning that game. Was Jalen really good in that game? I thought it was maybe his best game of the year. He was great in that game. But at the same time, you looked at the rosters on paper and you said, the Eagles are so much better than that football team. And, you know, I will say that first loss that they had to the Commanders, if Jalen finishes that game, do I think they win it? Absolutely. But at the same time, I'm still giving most of the credit to the guys on that roster, to that offensive line that was incredible.
Disgusting.
To A.J. Brown, who had a phenomenal 4th-and-5 catch on that game, on a great ball, I will say. But Saquon Barkley breaking one on the first play of the game. It takes a team. And Jalen, we can appreciate him all we want. I'm going to appreciate him.
Yeah.
He played the best when it mattered the most. But at the same time, I'm giving credit. I'm dispersing the credit more than I'm putting it all on Jalen here.
So disappointed in you. I knew it was going to go this way. I could tell when we sat down for the pre-show meeting. I said, once we get started, his Jalen Hurts hatred is going to pour out.
It's not hatred. The guy's a champ. I'll admit it. He was great. Phenomenal last two games. You also better thank Jalen Carter for getting that sack on Matt Stafford.
Oh,
that might never happen.
Are you guys listening to this clown?
I'm just giving credit to the entire team here.
Are you all I need you, listeners. Are you kidding me? Here I am, trying to be a man of the people, saying, you know what this city deserves from 2 to 6 p.m. today? Jalen Hurts appreciation. And then I get 45 minutes into this puppy, and my wonderful, once was wonderful, producer Justin Morgenstein is out here giving Jalen Carter respect for a sack, which I understand, it was a big play. Stop disrespecting my quarterback. Let's go to Tom in Langhorne. Yo, Tom.
Connor, you're mimicking everything I was thinking, even to the point about Jaden Daniels. You know, Nick Sirianni says it the best. You can't be great without the greatness of others.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till this kid starts getting other great players around him and see if he can perform. Because then real pressure's on him. Right now he's got no pressure on him. But I'm with you with Jalen. As soon as I saw him the way he performed in Super Bowl 57, I'm like, this kid's a winner. And when he was sitting in that hallway with the trophy between his legs, it was like a big F you to everybody who gave him shit. And that Nick Wright moron on ESPN or wherever the hell he's from, that guy's an idiot, talking about how bad Jalen is. It's all about, in the biggest moments, who can produce. And you're right. All those other quarterbacks can't produce. And they have no business even being in a discussion of a top quarterback, because they keep on getting to the bigger points in life, and they keep on failing.
They have to get it done. They have to get it done, I think, because it's, you know, at this point, Jalen has one. So for them to get on Jalen's level, they need to match that.
Correct. And who else in the league, quarterback-wise, has won a Super Bowl?
I'd have to go through. But
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford's got one, yup.
Obviously, Mahomes.
Mahomes has a bunch. Now Jalen. We'll have to look for
Wilson.
Jalen. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And the other thing that's so great about Jalen, she was picked by our owner. Our owner drafted Jalen Hurts. You know, talk about a franchise that you can, you know, win up against and enjoy a lot of greatness from, when your owner is making a decision to draft your franchise quarterback, and he turns out to be a complete winner.
And the timing of it, Tom, and I thank you for the call, the timing of it with the whole Carson Wentz thing, at the time, I didn't get it. I'll be honest with you. I wasn't sitting there cheering. What Chris Jones did on the sidelines when DeAndre Hopkins dropped the ball, that was my reaction when I saw Jalen Hurts get
fell drafted. Fell to your knees?
Yeah, I fell over. I couldn't believe it. So I didn't see the vision. But to their credit, they saw the vision. And here we are, a few years after it, and he's Super Bowl champion. He's got a couple different appearances, and it's just going to continue. So I love it. And Jalen, I think it's so funny that if you go back to some of these playoff games, well, the first game, it was against Green Bay, who wasn't really a 7 seed, and they would be a 13-win team if they were in that division, and blah, 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 blah. They got their ass kicked. Eagles win. Well, the Rams, they got a better coach. They got a better quarterback. Well, they came here. They got their ass kicked. Well, Jaden Daniels, he's as cool as they come. Well, here's 50-plus points. Got your ass kicked. Well, Pat Mahomes, Kansas City. You see the trend here? It's silly. A bunch of nonsense. We got a winner. We got a kid who was going to constantly put us in a Super Bowl contention type of spot. And again, whenever we have a dream of having the best franchise quarterback you can think of, whenever you want to process having someone with stability, having someone with a good head on their shoulders, having someone who's dedicated to the craft and obsessed with it, this is it. This is the perfect example of what we want, and we have it right now. Now, speaking of Jalen, why don't we take a listen to Jalen Hurts speaking to the team before the Super Bowl. This was on the unscripted segment that the Eagles posted just about a day ago or so. Here's Jalen talking to his team before the Super Bowl.
Last time being here, this changed my life. It changed my life, and it changed my mentality, and it changed everything. Because for so long, you know, I was seeking. What would I do when I got this moment again? What would I do when this opportunity met me again? On the biggest stage, everybody watching. And I didn't get benched. I put on a good show. And I couldn't have done that without you guys. But I left that was so empty. Don't it doesn't matter but winning. And when you talk about team sports and you talk about everything that we've gone through, that's been a mission this whole motherfucking time. So, you know, for all the hard work and all everything that we've been able to do to this point, take it one play at a time, let it come to you, and ask yourself how you want to be remembered.
It's my quarterback. I'm going to say that 8,000 times today, so be ready. Let's go to Joe in South Philly. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, I've been listening since the Super Bowl, and I don't like to talk about bad about somebody who's not there, but
yeah, no, this is about Jalen more than it is.
It is about it. The man basically proved that he is an elite quarterback. He might not be the GOAT, but he's elite. But yeah, I get tired of hearing people constantly put him down, degrade him, and it's people. After winning the Super Bowl, you have one of your own people basically say that Jalen is not as good as what people make him out to be, that he's not whatever he is. And I just, it's kind of sad. After winning the Super Bowl, to have somebody in your hometown basically degrade the phenomenal game that you had. And he had a phenomenal game. He's beat Patrick Mahomes twice. Not just beat him, he outplayed him in both games. And still, he can't get the recognition from some people in Philadelphia. And I don't understand that.
Yeah, listen, I don't understand it either. Obviously, I'm not going to speak for anybody who, you know, does the show and all. You can definitely chime in with them when they get back. But listen, it's all love. Listen, it's sports opinions. If they don't see it, they don't see it. It's not anything crazy. It's just sports opinions, and we're having fun with it. But, yeah, I mean, listen, I don't get it either, right? Because I obviously see a quarterback out there who is just winning at such a crazy clip. At this point, it's been long enough. Right? Like, if he randomly pulls something out of his rear end for one season and then stunk for 5 years, and you keep trying to convince yourself that he's that quarterback of the one outlier year, then I could maybe understand that there's some confusion on who the quarterback is. But at this point, I mean, it's Super Bowl, it's a 10-1 start, it's a Super Bowl again, it's, you know, there's obviously a lot of truth to the winning that he provides.
But the thing is, you know, he's not just playing better than He's outplaying him by numbers, and he's considered the GOAT. He's considered the best active playing quarterback right now, Mahomes. And Jalen has, in two games, just kind of made him look like he's a rookie. To me, honestly, personally, he made Patrick Mahomes look like a rookie.
You're preaching to the choir, Joe, and thank you. I know what you're about to say, Justin. Don't even say it. You're going to say if Jalen had to face our defense, it would look different. What are you thinking over there?
Well, I'm just saying if he had old wash DeAndre Hopkins and no Rashee Rice and Pacheco, who's already washed as a 30-year player. But hey, again, in the two Super Bowls he's faced Patrick Mahomes, I would say he's outplayed him both times. So that's why I think of Jalen more as this phenomenal big game player than I do this guy who's a top-end talent in the league. Like if we're just talking talent, why I have these guys over him still. But if I'm taking one guy in a big game, right now Jalen Hurts is at the near the very top, if not at the top of that list.
Do you want me to tell you where you should put that top-end talent?
Go ahead.
Yeah, you know where.
So that's what y'all wanted to see, huh?
I don't know if anybody wants to see it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, I apologize. I mixed up what audio I wanted to play there. I forgot that I wanted to play the dumbest take ever on Jalen Hurts. So that is coming up next, and your phone calls. So let's continue appreciating Jalen Hurts. You hear me, Justin? Appreciating Jalen Hurts.
Get freaky.
215-592-9494. It's Bro to Two in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.